Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, it was with Amy Height, for God's sakes. It was with Amy Height. This is the third time we're doing this phone bonus because I keep forgetting
to, know that.
To press record. But I have guilt. Guilt, I tell you, phone bonus.
Nobody needs
guilt.
To know your guilt or your shame.
My shame
That's
and guilt.
That's a private shame. You're not supposed to express that.
All right. Amy Height was a delight. She was wonderful. She
it sounded like I was in the back room while you guys were recording, and it sounded like you guys were having an enormous amount of fun.
We had a really good time on that one. It was all about Dungeons and Dragons, and leading into
one
cheese
of my favorite
plates.
Things to do.
One of Dungeons your favorite things, right? And
cheese, one of my favorite things to eat,
right? And I tried to explain to her that it was. That it was one of your favorite things to do. And the difference between game design, game masters, dungeon masters, and how the game can be different depending on who's running the game.
Yeah.
And her game master was like, I'm coming up with more backstory than you came up with. And she's like, yes, now I get it.
That's what I want.
Yes.
That's what I want in a game master.
Yes.
That's very rare, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's super rare to have to find somebody who's just like, oh, yeah, that's fine. Here's the adventure.
Oh, it's usually that?
It's usually, yeah.
Okay, they're more interested in
good background. Now for the adventure that I'm planning.
And now for the adventure.
Right.
And she's
I like to have it where the game master is paying attention to these backstories and starting to use the backstory material.
Yep. And all of her friends are writers, so they want so why not make it into a real narrative?
Yeah.
Which is what she said is got so much potential. And she said they're 6 episodes in.
Oh, okay.
And so she's done 6 episodes, and she has 18 hit points.
Okay.
Because she asked me how many hit points I had as the Kalishtar.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it's something like 102. And she goes, 102? And I said, I know, I'm a god.
And have been playing for 14 years.
Yes, at least. At least a dozen, so probably 14.
Yeah, we started just as soon as we moved in here.
Oh, so 2004.
Yeah.
All right. That is
it's a longer campaign than almost anybody else has ever run.
It's a really long campaign.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm an 18th level something. I'm a 9th level, because I split my levels.
Right.
But anyway, she was great. She was fascinating about it. She loved doing it. And then we talked about cheese because she likes a cheese plate and follows 2 Instagram accounts that show her different cheese plates.
Oh, it's just like a focus on cheese plates.
A focus on cheese plate Instagram account is her pictures. And she actually linked me on one of the Instagrams and said, this is one of the people. And I started following it. It's someone named Meg. It was a really good looking cheese plate. She likes to go to Trader Joe's and get a variety of cheeses.
Yes.
Which, you could try a lot of different cheeses at Trader Joe's for a reasonable amount of money.
That's right.
Because if you go to a fancy cheese, like Italian cheese and pasta place,
you're going
to
spend a lot of money on some fancy cheese.
14 bucks a pound.
Yeah.
And you're like, but I've never had Gouda. Why don't I have just perfectly good Gouda instead of the finest Gouda in the world.
Right, and if you want to add wine to your cheese plate.
Oh my God, they have $2 chuck.
They have $2 chuck, too. I mean, it's great. That's those of us in Enigma, my gaming circle.
Yep.
In college, that was our go-to, is Trader Joe's for $2 chuck and whatever $1.50 block of cheese was.
Cheese and crackers and
sometimes beers. Like, they had a really good.
Oh, they do like artisanal,
like craft beers back before there were craft beers literally everywhere.
Well, that's because Trader Joe's, I think, started here, didn't it?
I don't know.
Because it was never where I'm from.
Right, I think I saw the first
Wherever
one. The
I'm
first
from.
One I ever saw was in Boston, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, there's a task for you, Rangers.
Right.
Where did Trader Joe's begin?
I'm sure it's an easy internet search.
That I will not be doing. It was a great episode, though. It's super fun. Thanks for listening, and you should listen to that episode.